In America, mention roadkill and visions of dead squirrels, possums, or skunks might come to mind. But in Queensland, Australia, in the town of Redlandshire, dead koalas are littering the roads. The area is blessed with a large koala population, and frequent traffic incidents are unnaturally reducing their numbers. The town has tried posting signs warning motorists to keep watch for furry fellow commuters, but to no avail. So now the town is taking more drastic steps. Helen Murray is a councillor for the Redlandshire Council. Welcome, Ms. Murray.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm well. You've come up with a novel way to protect your koalas. Tell us about it.
Well, John, what we have decided to ask the volunteers to do is to check them first that they are dead. If they are dead, mark them with a luminous paint on them, an X on them, and to leave them to the side of the road where they can be seen so that motorists know that there has been a koala killed there that night.
You're leaving a dead koalas on the road. You paint them with a red, fluorescent red stripe or something like that.
Yes, we're now saying, well, let's just use the animal as a sign, seeing as the government wouldn't let us put any signs up. See, they said the signs were a waste of time.
Hmm. Now, not everyone likes this idea of painting the koala carcass and leaving it on the side of the road. I understand that the Queensland government opposes that too.
Yes, we've just been informed yesterday that they believe it is an unlawful use of a protected species.
But isn't it a bit drastic to leave the body of the koala there and paint it red for everyone to see? It seems a bit drastic or
sort
of gruesome.
Well, it is drastic because we now have been told by the national parks we have started a severe decline in their numbers.
Is it due to traffic accidents or is it something else?
Of course, it's a combination. Traffic accounts for at least 150 koalas a year. Dogs probably account for another 100. There's some koalas drown in people's swimming pools. And we know that at least 500 to 600 koalas per year have been taken out of the Redlandshire never to return. We simply cannot sustain that sort of death rate and keep a population of koalas viable.
Why is it that so many koalas end up on highways? I mean, what are they doing there?
The koalas live in the town like cats and dogs. Our native trees here are their favoured food trees, particularly one called the Queensland blue gum, the gum trees, and we are lucky. The rest of the world would envy us if we were able to look out of your window in the morning and see a koala in your tree. You know, most visitors here from overseas just think it's wonderful. And yet our own population here says, oh, no, not another koala.
So it's not out in the countryside.
Oh, no.
It's in the town itself.
Oh, yes. That's
wow.
The problem.
Who came up with the idea of painting the bodies of the dead koalas and leaving them along the road?
Well, I didn't. It actually has been done by other wildlife rescue services. You know, possums and wallabies and goodness knows what other animals. If they're dead, let them not die in vain.
Ms. Murray, you've been doing this for a while. Does it seem to work?
Well, I think it has worked because several people have already said to me that since we brought it in, they have definitely changed their driving habits. For some reason or other, just the knowledge that the animals will be left beside the road seems to have brought out an awareness in them or a consciousness in them that they should drive more carefully. And if that's all it does, I'm very happy about that.
Thank you very much, Ms. Murray.
Thank you very much, John.
Helen Murray is a member of the Redlandshire Council in Queensland, Australia, and a patron of the koala.